This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've had kind of a frantic, disjointed first hour, but I think it was very informative all at the same time. Kind of stream of consciousness radio here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the headline at Infowars.com, quoting a top German daily, "Why we will go to war with Russia." The latest headline to appear in the German press, Putin confident there will be war in Europe, close quote. That's the kind of news I have here in the old stack. Liberia warns of global Ebola pandemic. More than 700 people have died in four Western African nations. They believe 30,000 may be infected. That's CBS News. Here's another one. Is it Ebola or is it psychological warfare? We'll talk to John Rappaport coming up in the next segment about that. Obama administration spent thousands on strippers, boxing tickets, and failed sting on Border Patrol agent. That's the kind of thing the government does, is mess with its own people all day and try to blackmail the Secret Service over somebody getting a hooker while the government funds ISIS to kill 300,000 people in the Middle East, mainly Christians, and conservatives are mum on it. That's the type of news we have on that front, dealing with all of the Ebola news. We're also going to be getting into a woman who sued after becoming unwitting hostage in unannounced active shooter drill. We've interviewed a lot of school teachers over the years that have sued and won lawsuits from Texas to Minnesota. And in two of the cases I remember, because unannounced, people show up as robbers and come in the portable building in one case, or come in the school and say, "I'm going to blow your head off." And the elementary students in both cases began crapping themselves, literally, and peeing on themselves. I'm not trying to be dramatic here. That was in the lawsuits. That came out in the news in both cases. Because it's like it's real. We're talking 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds with guys saying, "I'm going to kill you, we're going to execute you," and taking them out in the woods in one case. The woman won the lawsuit in that in Minnesota. This has been going on forever. It's trauma-based mind control. I've got it in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Clips of newscasts from Washington State to New York State showing children, elementary children, crying scared as men point guns at them. Unannounced. That's what a re-education camp is. With adults in an MK Ultra mind control camp, like Camp X-Ray and Gitmo, where they actually create double agents breaking them, they put them on PCP or LSD or both, or peyote, and then dress up in devil outfits and have women come in and rape them and then throw buckets of pig blood on them. That actually came out about 6-7 years ago in lawsuits, and it was confirmed that they rape the Muslim men while they're on drugs with high-dollar prostitutes flown in devil outfits, wearing ugly devil mask. And I'm not trying to just put that out as sensational, folks. It is sensational. Now, you don't need with a 7-year-old to rape him and put a devil mask on. And of course, the truth is the CIA is doing that at the laboratory at Camp X-Ray because they like it. But they're not doing that just for mind control. They like having sex with the prostitutes and the buckets of blood as well. So, I'm not kidding. You know, why, MSNBC, why don't you attack me for that? And then you people will go look it up and find out it's true. It was in mainstream news 5-6 years ago. I don't remember. I'm not going to say the other stuff because it's too gross on air. Okay, and it's pornographic, and I'm not going to get into it. But that's who runs your government. People that have prostitutes dancing around in devil outfits, throwing blood on people and raping. We'll be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
British newspapers are reporting that Ebola may have infected as many as 30,000 people. Is it a true pandemic or is it a psyop? Is Ebola a biological weapon? A lot of evidence points that direction. That's coming up with investigative journalist John Rappaport here in just a few minutes. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. And, of course, we have the YouTube channels and we have the Facebooks with 3 million folks that like us overall with our 8 Facebooks. Our biggest one has close to a million. You can like us there and promote the articles out to folks there. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. We have links to all of that on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com. Under the section that says Today on the Alex Jones Show, you can see the little icons there on screen for the main YouTube channel, the main Facebook, the main Twitter, and so much more. Because, yes, InfoWars.com gets about 1.5 to 2 million, sometimes 3 million visitors a day. But when you add in Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of it, we're reaching about 4 million people a day. We can track it, seeing our articles just off our platforms. but we can't trust Facebook or Twitter to allow us to operate. They've censored us before on Facebook and not allowed our information to get out. So we use it to build up InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, knowing it could disappear basically at any time. So please don't take InfoWars.com for granted. Please don't take the AM or FM wonderful stations that are carrying this show for granted. Support their sponsors. Spread the word about the broadcast and other shows that are on the station. Chances are there's other patriots on if they're carrying us. Become a sponsor. Go to their sponsors and support them, whether they're a print shop or a Mexican food restaurant, whether they're a cleaners or a auto parts store. Support them because they support liberty. We're all in this together. Now, let's break down the latest on the open borders. Then we'll get into Ebola with John Rappaport. Exclusive. Report reveals disturbing trend of brazen attacks against border security by gangs, drug, and human traffickers. Sheriff, over 120,000 illegals arrested in one border sector alone in a year. Yeah, it's a lot bigger than 1,000 here, 1,000 there. It's millions. Chickenpox outbreak puts illegal immigrant facility on lockdown. Washington Times. But Geraldo Rivera says if you're worried about Ebola coming in, as African countries, Asian countries, Middle Eastern countries, and Europe lock their borders down, while Geraldo Rivera says Matt Drudge is basically a racist race baiter, and Oberman says I am, and InfoWars is bad yesterday because we're saying diseases might come across like drug-resistant TB. And MRSA, it is. What do you think goes on in Latin America? It's a fact, Jack. Two-thirds of the people at Ellis Island were turned back from Italy and Ireland and everywhere else because if you had TB, you didn't get let in. Now you do. Obama weighs fewer deportations of illegal immigrants living in the U.S. Wall Street Journal telling us something we already knew, down by over 90%. Movement towards broad steps, including work permits, follows demise of legislation. That's called dictatorship. Operating by fiat outside of law, outside the courts, just saying, I'll issue 5 million worker visas a month. That's why they say over 3 years, it'll be the entire population of El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. That's what they've put in the bill. They're doing what they can't get in the bill by fiat. Just like he's shutting the power plants down, even though there's no bill that got passed 3 years ago. The carbon tax. It's on like Donkey Kong, ladies and gentlemen. That's a silly statement from the 80s. I don't really know what it means, but it's kind of goofy, so I used it. I mean, this is crazy. Here's another one. Representative Gutierrez, Obama is going to act broadly and generously for millions upon millions of illegals. He said that on MSNBC. There's video of it. I mean, unbelievable. Geraldo unloads on Matt Drudge over border coverage, doing his best to stir up civil war. No, the globalists are causing a civil war doing this. It's their plan. And the talking points have gone out. Oberman, Geraldo, all of them are attacking not just Drudge, but myself and others. Because the system knows who knows what's going on. Geraldo Rivera, Matt Drudge creating worst jingoistic rhetoric ever. This is happening. This is cut and dry at the end of the country if they win, okay? And Geraldo's just going with race. You know, Hitler did that. It's easy to go with race. But see, only white people can be bad basing things on some type of ethnic connection. I mean, does it say if you're from Latin America, you get free everything and get to violate all the laws, but veterans don't get health care if you're a Hispanic veteran? I mean, it's bull. The illegals, Fox is reporting, are being shipped by the tens of thousands per week to very nice digs in Hawaii. I've never gotten to go to Hawaii yet.
Me either. Me either.
But because you're racist.
Well, I'm a U.S. citizen.
Matter if your mom's Filipino, you're racist, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
I forgot.
Shut up. I'm racist, too. I need to shut up. Being sarcastic. John, what do you think about this?
It's escalating. It is escalating. It, you know, when I'm not even here, I'm thinking about it because it's in my life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm freaked out. I mean, I've always been a little concerned, but thought we could try to turn this around. I mean, this is just, the thing is, it's going to get a lot worse.
It's blatant. at this point.
Exactly. That's how criminology works. When it's this blatant, oh my gosh. I mean, criminals are just going to go nuts now at every level. And then good people are going to start following at a Freudian slip. Good people are going to stop following the laws, and then everything's going to collapse, which is the plan. Then they'll bring martial law in. Immigrant teen claims he was mistreated by border officials and put in a cold cell. Oh, my gosh. Which, again, they knock your teeth out in Mexico. Why is it only bad when something happens here? Shock. 80% of U.S. population growth is from immigrants, resources being sucked dry. Washington Examiner breaks it down. Voter ID law upheld in Wisconsin Supreme Court. Photo identification is a condition of our times. Because the Democrats are on record with their blue state initiative saying they're going to give the illegals driver's license to vote, and they've been caught everywhere doing it. That's what's happening. Game over. I can handle giving the illegals welfare. That's bad enough, but at least they spend the money in the economy. It's not some banker bailout, so it's not the worst form of welfare if you look at the economics. But the issue is they're voting 9-1 to take my guns and to follow a socialist authoritarian plan. That's exactly what all the patriots warned of, that if we ever became socialists, we would become communists, because the other group can vote all your money away to them. It's legalized theft, ladies and gentlemen. With the government trying to organize Hispanics into basically Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups. Viva La Raza, down with gringos. Yeah, you people are ugly. I can play the clips right now if you want. And I'm supposed to, I mean, it's just the same trashy type, you know, folks that you find the Klan made up of. I mean, you take a Klan member versus one of these La Raza members, and I mean, they ought to get along really well. They're just a bunch of scum. Let's go ahead and go to the next piece here. But see, it's kosher and promoted in the media if you're part of the Hispanic Klan. Voter ID law upheld by Wisconsin Supreme Court. Source, feds an emergency order of 8,000 GPS tags for illegal immigrants. 1,000 children fleeing violent Honduras heading to violent Chicago. CNS News, yeah. Rahm Emanuel says, come up here, we love you. Yeah, he loves taxpayer money in a city that's the crime capital of the world where nobody can have guns. They're fleeing one tyranny into another tyranny. That's the only place in the U.S. worse than Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, or Guatemala. The only place they can go worse. Out of the fire, into the frying pan, as they say. Rahm Emanuel wants to bring this country down. He says the city of big hearts will welcome 1,000 migrant children, selling the idea, come more, 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 as the propaganda cover for all the gangs and criminals and mules and weapons and Pakistanis connected to terrorism and Iraqis, and it's just, it's all happening, total joke, while the government spies on citizens. Now, we go to investigative journalist John Rappaport for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes. Then we'll take your phone calls on all this and more, on Ebola, on the borders, all of it, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First-time callers again, folks. John, we're going to break here in a few minutes. I appreciate you coming on short notice. Your article from NoMoreFakeNews.com is up on Infowars.com. Is it Ebola or is it psychological warfare? Was the question that you posed, compadre. And so I wanted to get your take. Give us your preface first. We'll come back and detail it.
Okay, Alex. Basically, we've got about 800 cases, 500 confirmed deaths, supposedly, from Ebola. The same organization that's generating those statistics, the World Health Organization, will tell you that every year in the world, between 3 and 5 million people die from regular seasonal flu. I mean, cases of regular seasonal flu, and between 250,000 and 500,000. Deaths every year from regular old ordinary flu. That's not one time, that's every single year. Do they call that an epidemic, a pandemic, an outbreak, anything? No, they don't call it anything. The press doesn't say anything. Nothing happens. And yet, when they're reporting 800 cases, 500 deaths, all of a sudden it's going to destroy the whole world. Is it a psychological operation? You bet.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but usually they hype it up when there's 10 deaths, 500 deaths, 800 cases. They're now saying there could be as many as 30,000 people that have been exposed or infected. That's in British papers, but I agree. Overall, it has a psyop look to it because I know for a fact that Ebola, these monkey viruses, were basically toyed with in labs in the 60s. That's been confirmed that there's links to bioweapons.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Investigative journalist John Rappaport's our guest. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. John, I have a headline here out of the Mirror, and granted, the Mirror is a, quote, tabloid, but not like the Inquirer or News of the World. I see more credible articles in it a lot of times than I see in what you'd call mainstream British news. But Nigeria's special advisor on public health, Dr. Yawidi Adeshanaya, said we're actually looking at contacting over 30,000 people that potentially could have been exposed or gotten it. Now, is that hype to get more funding to the country? Or should we be really concerned? Because Germany's reportedly taking patients into the country. I think that's very reckless. And then there's the background reason I'm concerned, John, is that there is a history of this being connected to bioweapons research. It's not conclusive like polio or conclusive like HIV, but the studies were there, just like the CIA studied weaponized cancer.
Okay, so let's listen in the UK. This is what it's really all about. The Coburg Group, which is this elite sort of cabinet group, met because one guy that is claimed to have died from Ebola, named Patrick Sawyer, flew to a few airports, okay? So now they're saying, all of a sudden, well, he might have been in contact with people who were in contact with people, et cetera, up to 30,000. Now we have to actually try to track down 30,000 people and see what's happening with them. This is all fear-mongering, scare tactics, shut down the country, restrict travel, impose martial law, emergencies, all of this kind of thing. Because, as I said in the last segment, if you look at the World Health Organization stats on deaths from regular, ordinary flu every year in the world, it's between 250,000 and 500,000. Contact all their contacts. You want to contact maybe, I don't know, 500 million people around the world because they might have come in contact with somebody who died from a regular flu. This whole thing is upside down and inside out. And we've seen this before with swine flu, which was a dud, West Nile, which was a dud, bird flu, which was a dud, SARS, which was a dud. They were all promoted as, this is it, folks. This is the one. This is going to kill everybody. And then all of a sudden it petered out. And in fact, the Centers for Disease Control in the summer of 2009 stopped counting swine flu cases in America because they knew that most of the people who were getting tested in hospitals didn't have any kind of flu whatsoever. And this story was exposed by CBS News' Cheryl Atkinson. You want to know one of the reasons she was really fired? Because she exposed this huge con by the CDC. And they shut her down for it. And the CDC went up or down and say, we think there's probably 10 million cases of swine flu in America, which was completely insane. No basis in fact whatsoever. So until we see some more information on this, to say that supposedly 800 cases in the world of Ebola and 400 to 500 deaths is going to, you know, destroy the world or we should declare it a pandemic, you have to look at these other factors here, and people aren't doing it. So I see a tremendous amount of fear-mongering here.
Well, I agree with you, and certainly they were caught red-handed. Even the European Commission admitted it. Hyping swine flu was really a flu simulant synthetic virus they designed that actually weakened your immune system 50% to the real flu. Even medical doctors admit 30,000 people don't die in the U.S. a year from flu. People that have kidney failure, organ failure, that are 85 years old or 2 years old, who have HIV, who are already compromised, then die in the hospital, and they just call it flu. Or when some airborne bacteria kills you in the hospital, they just call it flu. The truth is, flu is a giant hype. So I see the parallel, and I sure hope you're right about this Ebola situation. I just know people like Dr. Pianca, who's a top globalist involved in the eugenics movement. He licks his lips and says, soon the airborne Ebola will be released. And so there are a lot of creepy insiders licking their lips concerning Ebola.
Yeah, no question about it. And you're absolutely right about the flu. You see, one thing that most people don't understand is you got to make a test, a diagnostic test, to really diagnose anybody with anything. And these guys can be faked, they can be slanted, some of them are inherently unreliable. Like
all right, John. Well, even though our Skype connection to you is breaking up, you've done a great job. We're going to get our Skype fixed on our end and get you back on for a full hour soon. Maybe we should set him up for Sunday if he wants to do it. That's a good idea to have John on for an hour, but maybe phone since our Skype doesn't work anymore. I'm told it's on our end. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Thank you so much, John Rappaport. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of news, and more straight ahead. The Ebola may be hype, but the collapse of the border is not. It's real.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Border battle, agents under attack. 1,000 children fleeing violent Honduras, transferred to violent Chicago by the Don. Rahm Emanuel, who's above the law. Each child transferred is official child trafficking. 10 years in prison minimum. They don't care. It's called dictatorship. The Godfather welcomes them, as he's known. Feds spent thousands on strippers, boxing tickets, and failed sting trying to burn Border Patrol agent. Illegal alien crime victims invite John Boehner to the border. Senator Cruz takes aim at Speaker's bill. Crystal comes out and says, kill it. Chickenpox outbreak leads to lockdown of facility. Sheriff says 120,000 illegals arrested just in the Tucson County sector. Tucson's deep inside Arizona. Executive amnesty will make immigration enforcement almost impossible. It's called treason. You can't get legislation passed. You just do it outside the law. And then you're an extremist if you go, wow, he's going to sign executive orders to ban the manufacture of high-capacity mags, he's saying? And to make all new guns have biometrics on them and then sign an order later to ban previously made guns? Wow, California did micro-stamping, bankrupting the gun industry there. Everywhere they're in control, Chicago, New York, D.C., they totally ban guns. They're hitting us with executive orders everywhere. And they're hitting us with executive action that's illegal. And Boehner says we can't impeach because, boy, Obama's making the Democrats uncomfortable. And he's going to make the Democrats lose seats. Well, who needs Republicans when they're like John Boehner for Obamacare, for the banker bailout? Been for amnesty in the past. He's basically Barack Obama. But I think he plays more golf. I mean, is that the only difference? They both smoke cigarettes. They both fake cry. I think John Boehner may be a worse traitor than Obama. And you got Pat Buchanan, who I respect, saying, oh, yeah, don't impeach. It's a bridge too far. It'll make Obama a victim. No, it won't. It won't make him a martyr politically. We need to go after all these people, not just Democrats. We need to go after Republicans. We need to punish them. We need to turn this around. The political class has gone crazy. Just because they have the false authority and the power doesn't mean they're going to make decisions that don't destroy everything. See, a lot of people out there in the establishment think that the dictatorial group is going to manage things and they know how to take care of stuff and it'll turn out okay. No, it's not okay. It's reached crazy town level. And now CNBC is reporting a summer sell-off. Dow has just dropped 200 points. Stocks negative for July. That happens a lot, though, at the end of July and August. U.S. stocks declined today with benchmark indexes on track for their first monthly loss since January as investors worried about Europe's economy and a jump in U.S. labor costs furthered the idea that the Federal Reserve would have to hike interest rates sooner rather than later. Europe is struggling to keep its head above water economically, and for the first time, there is the possibility the Fed may have to shift from offense to defense, said Bruce Biddles, chief investment strategist at R.W. Baird & Co. Investor sentiment was also hit by Argentina's default after hopes for a deal with a holdout creditors fell through. Argentine stocks traded in U.S. were hit, including Pampa Energy. Yeah, what they're doing is milking the Argentinians again, who used to be richer than us 100 years ago. They were the richest country in this hemisphere. Not anymore. They've wrecked that country. They're going to wreck us as well. You know, I think it'll bounce back up before it finally dives down, maybe 5,000, 10,000 points. Who knows? A lot of analysts say 10,000 points. But maybe that won't happen because they've pumped so many tens upon tens upon tens upon tens of trillions of Federal Reserve QE Unlimited into the stock market with the President's Open Markets Committee and the Plunge Protection Team, as it's properly known, that's why it's ballooning. That's the biggest reason, is that it's devalued dollars. In China, they buy U.S. Treasuries, gold, and build apartment buildings for tens of millions of people that are empty because they won't let the poor people move in. They get to live in boxes and shacks and chain their kids up in light poles. And then they go in and work in the slave factories. But if your 9 or 10-year-old walks across the street to play at the park or go swimming at the community pool, they ask, where's your mama? And when they say mama's across the street or mama's at work, the police come and arrest mama, and then they take you to the CPS because they define it as abuse. There's no law. They just say it's abusive. I would go to the community pool. Granted, it was a country club, golf course community I grew up in. But it's the same thing as going to a city pool across the street like my mom would do when she was 6 years old. She lived right across the street in Hyde Park, Austin, from the pool. I've been there and swum in the pool. Been there and seen the house she grew up in. I ought to buy that house. Anyways, the whole point is, neat old house. That'd be cool. Make an office out of it or something. Anyways, the whole point is that my mother, by the time I was about 7 years old in the summer, they would show Godzilla and King Kong movies almost every day after soap operas at like 3 o'clock. And then she'd make me lunch, and my friends would come over, and we'd build forts in the backyard and play in the old woods with a railroad track because we lived in a golf course, but by the back of it. So then there was like farms and ranches behind us, and it's on the edge of Dallas. Anyways, I'm thinking about days long past. And I remember running down the hill, and I would just run the half mile down the big grassy hill, across the golf courses, across the ninth hole, and then cut across down over by the fifth hole. And then I would run up the hill, and I would come into the country club pool, and I'd show them my little tag. And then we'd swim in the morning, and we'd go and watch Godzilla, and we'd go back and swim in the evening. And my mother wasn't arrested when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, and nobody got in trouble. Now, granted, it was a gated country club, but it wasn't that fancy. It was nice, but we had like a 5-bedroom house. I guess it was pretty darn nice. The point is that, you know, people that live in 3-bedroom houses, if their kids go across the street to the community pool or their kids go play in the park, even if mommy's watching them out the window, you go to jail. And if you get caught playing with an earth gun in your backyard, the neighbor sees it, you get thrown out of school. There's no law that you can't have a Nerf gun in your backyard playing with it when the neighbor calls and rats you out. Look that up. Boys suspended for playing with Nerf gun in backyard. No one says there's no jurisdiction there. No one says how do they claim a policy of what you do outside school kicks you out. Everyone acquiesces. Everyone bows down. And so the precedent is set, just like we learned 6 years ago during the fake H1N1 crisis that, and I'm going to your calls, just like we learned then, makes my head spin, that in Alabama and California and Wisconsin and other states, you can look this up, they were lining the kids up, giving them H1N1 shots without parental consent. They were sending letters home for weeks saying, we're going to have shot day. It's free, like a hole in the head. And when the parents expressly said no, they lined the first graders up. Notice who they think can't talk to mommy and daddy. They already had so much mercury in them, most of them can't even talk by age 5. Soon it'll be a conspiracy that people can ever talk or have kids. Or it'll be a conspiracy that women ever breastfed. I'm telling you. You think I'm joking? They'll be 20 years from now, they'll be locking you up if you ever claim there was such a thing as a family. Everybody knows that's racist. They want to lock us up. Put us in the pretty pins. I don't want to be in your prison planet. I don't want to be in your new world order. Stop right there. Butchering the misfits. It makes my head spin. And people just put up with it. There are more articles out today of people being arrested for their children playing across the street at parks or letting, you know, 9-year-olds go to the city pool. Everyone listening, every cop listening who's over 30 years old, listening to me, guaranteed went to the pool when they were 7, 8 years old and did not have mommy with them. My parents used to be going to meetings in Austin to see family or whatever, and if I didn't want to go, when my dad was down here on business, they would drop me off at Barton Springs, give me $10, and say, eat a hamburger and fries at the snack shack. We're picking you up in 4 hours. Here's your mask and snorkel. when I was 10 years old. Jail time now. Jail time, baby, because we're such a free country. But where am I going with all this? You can put your child on a train or a plane from Guatemala in Central America or Brazil in South America, and they will direct the aircraft to land at military bases in El Paso and other areas, and your children, this is all set up, like 1,000 are coming up from Honduras that Chicago organized. They're going to fly into bases run by Obama, because he's a dictator, and they're going to go to Chicago and get everything free and be wards of the state for the rest of their lives. And they're just the bait to bring in more. That's why this is all publicized. So you can put your kid on an airplane and fly them into a military base or put them on a bus and they get up there and just say, my name is Pepe Escobar. Your name could be Habib Ahmed. I don't know. Your name could be Donald Schmidt. Doesn't matter. You can make up whatever name you want. John Doe. And baby, you get a voucher and you're shipped wherever you want. And then lo and behold, none of the kids in Dallas last week showed up for their deportation hearings. At the hearings, they were going to let them stay for 5 years, it's been announced, 3 to 5 years. But no, they didn't even show up for that. It's all a giant joke. If you're a Hispanic, fifth-generation American, and you served in the military, and you have no criminal record, and your 9-year-old son or daughter goes across the street to play at the park with their friends, you're going to jail. If you're white, you're going to jail. If you're a citizen, you're going to jail. Your kids are gone. But if you're part of this other lawlessness and the collapse of the country, you're a-okay.
And let me just tell those people that are coming up here, just so you know, those American jails are really cold. They're complaining about how cold they were.
Yeah. Well, they complained the food isn't good enough. It's a lot better than what the troops get. I mean, I just can't. It's just the hypocrisy and the lawless evil of the government. I mean, in the past, this stuff didn't come out about corrupt governments. It was going on, but you didn't hear about it in the age of, you know, just newspapers because they could suppress it in a tyranny. They're doing it now out in the open and don't even care. I mean, I've been around so-called liberals that are so obsessed, quote, with children. I told this story. There was a UT professor one day when I was with friends at their house fishing at their boat dock, and they share a boat dock with the neighbors. And this woman, this anthropology lady, showed up. I'm not kidding, with gypsies. And with the head guy that's like the most famous gypsy in the U.S., she's a UT professor, I forget, we got to get him on the show. He'd been up at the house, they were having some event. And the woman wanted to prove in her political correctness I was bad. She goes, do you not like gypsies? And I went, I'm just fishing. Hey, how you doing? She was somewhat of an attractive professor. I'm sitting there talking to this lady, and I'm fishing, trying to catch cat. Well, I know there's a lot of diverse groups of gypsies. There's also the Pikeys that are Irish gypsies, and I think it kind of is part of the culture that they're allowed to rob people. I mean, that is admitted, but I mean, I'm not against anybody, but it's kind of like the Aztecs had a culture of cutting people's hearts out. I'm not against people from Mesoamerica. You know, the Druids, I'm probably related to Druids, but they cut people's, you know, hearts out and stuff. And I mean, you know, and of course, they're always freaked out that someone's actually intellectual and knows history. It's like, oh, yeah, well, just don't give us any problems because, you know, they're gypsies and they're wonderful people. And I'm going, okay, all right, we're going to go ride jet skis later. And then she looks at my son, who was about 9 then. He has a birthmark on the side of his head, Rex. And she goes, did somebody hit you? Is something? And she looked at me. And I didn't even give her the power she wanted. I knew what he would say. He goes, no, that's my birthmark. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I was just checking to make sure you're all right. She was looking at me. It's a power deal. These people are taking over. There's a lot of well-meaning liberals that mean well, really want to help kids and stuff. And there's social workers that help old people. I got family that are social workers and help old people. I got a family that work it, you know, over the years and gave everything they had years ago. One guy came up with a patent, made a bunch of money, millions of dollars, gave it all to the Salvation Army, worked for them for 40 years. You know, there are good people out there serving. They're good police officers. But I'm telling you, a lot of them are like cult members. Because I wasn't talking about gypsies. And I wasn't talking about, you know, all this stuff. And the gypsies, by the way, were digging in Lake Travis where the water was down to find arrowheads and stuff. So I actually went over and hung out with them and found an arrowhead with them. I actually got along with the gypsies. But the point is that it's just crazy, man. I just can't handle it anymore. Age of sexual consent is 12 in Mexico, I thought I would just add. That's why there's so much, quote, child rape going on. And here's the deal. In 1845, if you were in Texas, the age of consent was 13. The truth is, the Mexicans, if they come from rural areas, are like cavemen. And I don't mean that insultingly. I called, we need to get him back on the show, Bundy, Clive and Bundy. I called him a caveman. Exactly the same, folks. I mean, you could take Clive and Bundy. That's why he's like, I like the Spanish coming up here. They want to work. Because, you know, I'm not making fun of him. That's how he is. Because they're wearing cowboy hats, blue jeans. It's basically the same people. Now, you try to go out to some Mormon community and marry a 13-year-old, you're going to go to jail for being a child molester. I personally am not attracted to that. I like, you know, full-grown, you know, women the whole nine yards. But the whole issue is, this is going to be a major culture clash. Because all over the country, the illegals are trying to pick up your 12- and 13-year-old daughters. And it's just a fact that in Mexico, that's what goes on. Now, granted, you get killed in Mexico going after a señorita who's not a señorita, whose parents don't have them out dating. But an unaccompanied girl in Italy or in Mexico, anywhere old world, is up for grabs, folks. So get ready for that. And that's not racism. That's sociology. That's anthropology. That's psychology. That's cultural facts. We'll be back with your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're the pretender.
See, political correctness is so strong in the West that mainline feminists will not even criticize in any way sexual mutilation of millions of Muslim women, women not being allowed to drive, women not being allowed to show their faces. But they will tell women, you don't want a manly man who's even strong. You want a metrosexual because a man with male features is anti-female. So you can't be a manly man, but it's okay for the radical Muslims to mutilate their newborn baby daughters. And it's racist. And everything else, I'm closed-minded because I'm giving a stereotypical Wahhabist critique. No, I'm not giving a stereotypical. It's a fact. And it shows how the system gets away with whatever they want, whenever they want, and use political correctness to neutralize everyone. And the people pushing political correctness are truly the authoritarians.
I mean, everybody recognizes this is a political stunt, but it's worse than that because every vote they're taking like that means a vote they're not taking to actually help you. You know, when they had taken 50 votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act, that was time that could have been spent working constructively to help you on some things.
That's right. You haven't gotten all your free goodies because they've not been doing what I want. So I'm just doing it executively as a dictator. Let's go to Ray in New Jersey. Ray, thanks for calling. What are you calling in about today?
Alex, a couple things, if I may. I'm calling one about concern about the fact that the globalists just might be blackmailing those in authority in this country that are not part of that.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I've interviewed at least five top NSA whistleblowers, and they have all said that blackmail's been going on for decades and has now peaked. So yes, sir. And it's come out in the British press that their NSA spies on people as well.
But I'm actually talking not on an individual basis, but on a much broader basis, where they would have no question whatsoever about putting an EMI, electromagnetic impulse, over this country, and doing a number on us. And some people could be concerned about us actually getting hurt. What do you think of that?
Well, I tend to agree with you that there's a lot of different forms of blackmail going on. I mean, how do we get around this?
That's my concern. I'm actually at a point, and I don't want to be a defeatist, and I was never a defeatist. I'm 63 years old. I've never been a defeatist. Yet I scratch my head on this and all that is going down, and it blows my mind. Just this week, I contacted my governor on two separate occasions concerning the border crises, asking very simple questions. How many have been brought into our state, and what counties are they into? And our third question, what school systems are paying for?
By the way, they don't even know. They just deploy them wherever they want to go. That's what's crazy about this is it undermines and discredits their entire police state, claiming that they keep a close eye on us because they want to keep us safe. No, they see us as their property that's not behaving and can still vote, so they're bringing in new property to outvote us. It's a very simple equation.
Yes, I agree with that. Yet Governor Bill Haslam from Tennessee, he found out how many were being put into his state by simply going on the Health and Human Resources website.
And how many did they say?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't write that figure down.
It's got to be hundreds of thousands. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today.
It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.